Afternoon going into the upper 70s. Like I said, it's 79 degrees right now, and tonight will be clear, going down to the lower 50s. Tomorrow is another sunny day, highs in the lower 80s with a few light winds, another clear evening on Sunday night going back down to the mid 50s. And the sunshine continues through Monday with highs once again in the upper 80s, getting a little warmer on Monday, and clear again on Monday night going down to the lower 60s. Stay tuned for Now and Then. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, Singing the Blues on a Sunny Day. Every day I have the blues. That's B.B. King, the king of the blues, Riley B. King. He was born in 1925, and he was 89 years old when he died on May 14th in 2015. B.B. King was born on a cotton plantation in Mississippi. What a mythological character. What a figure. He started to play the guitar in church, and he began his career as a musician in juke joints, and he was playing on local radio. That would be like if he was playing here at WJFF. Anyway, he became a legend. He's the king of the blues, and he influenced so many guitarists after him, and the whole movement of rock and roll, all the lead guitar players, everyone, Eric Clapton. So what was it about B.B. King's playing? It was the way that he would play his solos. He would bend the strings, and he had this really smooth way of bending the strings, and he had this vibrato. He has a vibrato like what a violin has, like when they wiggle their fingers back and forth and they make the note sing. Yeah, wow. He was a tireless performer. So the concept of Every Day I Have the Blues, I really enjoy putting music together to present here on Now and Then. And I usually just, I usually consult with myself to decide, well, what do I want to hear? But I was talking to a friend of mine, someone who listens to the show fairly often. His name is Steve. And I asked him, I said, Steve, what do you want to hear? He said, I want to hear the blues. So here we are. And the blues, you know, music does so much in this world. But there's something about being able to let it out in music that is a valve. It's a release. It's a way of saying balanced. Music and art does so much for keeping your emotional self on an even keel, because you can express things, you know, in a safe way, in an artistic way. And you can sing about the blues on a sunny day, and it can be a good thing. So we're going to hear blues this whole show. You know, B.B. King was a tireless performer. In 1956, the song that we just heard was his debut album. And in that year alone, he did 342 concerts. In 1 year, in 1956. And he continued to perform into his 70s, where he would do up to about 200 concerts a year. And Singin' the Blues in 1956 was his debut album, released on Crown Records, produced by a woman named Fioret Bihari. Now, there's a bit of research I have to do. Anyway, so like I said, he influenced a whole generation of guitarists, including Eric Clapton. So there they are. The year is 2000. Eric Clapton and B.B. King record an album together, and it's called Riding with the King. And there's this, you know, convertible. It looks like a Lincoln Continental. And Eric Clapton is driving. He's the chauffeur, because in the back seat, there's the King, B.B. King. So let's listen to Eric Clapton and B.B. King. This is Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine.
Well, I guess when you met me, that it was just one of those things. But don't you ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me.
Oh, you go gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine, happy together, unhappy together, won't that be fine? In or we're out of the mud. I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't that be fine? Nothing, baby, but drove a good man from home.
When the moon peeks over the mountain,
until the break of day. Lost your good thing now. Hey, hey, you lost your good thing now. You had me fooled, I found it out somehow. Hey,
Yes, even Eric Clapton gets the blues. That's from a 1992 recording by Eric Clapton called Unplugged. That song is called Hey, Hey. And right before that, we heard B.B. King and Eric Clapton from 2000, the album Riding with the King. Come rain or come shine, the blues, singing the blues on a sunny day. What an appropriate song. But then we heard, after Come Rain or Come Shine, we heard a song called The Key to the Highway. Eric Clapton recorded that song with Cream, you know, when he was doing the rock and roll thing. And both of those songs, Key to the Highway and Hey, Hey, were written by a man named Big Bill Brunzi. So, you know, no one makes art in a vacuum. There's always something that you hear. There's always someone that influences you. You know, B.B. King released his debut album in 1956, and that was such a well-conceived, such a well-formulated style. It didn't come out of nowhere. B.B. King was influenced by somebody, just like he influenced Eric Clapton. Well, Big Bill Brunzi was born in 1903, and there's a little bit of, was he born in Arkansas or Mississippi? It's not really very clear. But in the 1920s, he moved to Chicago, and from 1927 through 1942, he recorded 224 songs. In his lifetime, he copyrighted over 300 songs, and he is the composer of those two songs that we heard with Eric Clapton and B.B. King. So I thought we needed to hear the original recordings, Big Bill Brunzi and those two songs. He's a fascinating man. The first blues music I ever heard was his recordings. Before he died in 1958, it was the year 1955, he wrote an autobiography, Big Bill Brunzi. It's called Big Bill Blues. He toured worldwide. He went to Africa. He went to South America. He went to the Pacific and across Europe all the way into 1956, which is the year that B.B. King released his debut album. His name when he was born, Big Bill Brunzi, was Lee Conley Bradley. Let's listen to Big Bill Brunzi. We're going to hear Hey, Hey and Key to the Highway. Thank you.
I've got the key to the highway. Yes, I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, because walking is most too slow. I'm going down on the border. Yes, baby, why I'm better known. Cause you haven't done nothing here, little girl, but drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, yes, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna walk the soul highway, leave out until the break of day. Time now, baby, out of cloud, won't be back no more. So long, goodbye. Yes, I've got to say goodbye, cause I'm gonna walk the soul highway, babe, until the day I die.
Big Bill Brunzi, the key to the highway, and hey, hey, baby, hey. Yeah, the man who wrote the songs. It doesn't get more real than that. God, the powerful, the way he manhandles, the way he controls that instrument, the way he touches those strings and plays that guitar, and then his voice, so many expressions, so full of emotion. What a talent. And you can clearly hear that Eric Clapton, when he recorded the song by Big Bill Brunzi, it was like he was channeling him. It was note for note. It was almost an exact cover of what Big Bill had done when he wrote and recorded that song initially. I'm Kathy Geary, and we are singing the blues here on a sunny day. Every day I have the blues, as B.B. King reminds us. And it just seems like I just can't keep from crying. So everybody expresses the blues in different ways. And I do love the sound of a guitar, an acoustic guitar played, really played. One of my favorite guitarists, a Scottish man, Bert Jance, born in Glasgow, Scotland, lived from 1943. We lost Bert Jance in 2011. He released a recording in 2002, and we're going to be listening to his song, I Can't Keep From Crying. I just love the way he plays the guitar. So we're stepping a little bit outside of some of the traditional blues sound we've been hearing. And I wanted to also include another artist you might be familiar with, a singer-songwriter, Loudon Wainwright. Born in 1946, he's currently alive, yes, and kicking in Long Island. And he released an album in 2014, I Haven't Got the Blues Yet. So let's listen to these two men. We'll start with Bert Jance.
Well, I cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know, cannot keep from crying.
My heart is full of sorrow, eyes are full of tears. I cannot keep from crying sometimes. Well, I thought when she first left me I'd get on a little while. Soon it'll be all over on a journey with a smile. But as I get older, I think of what I told her. I cannot keep from crying sometimes. I cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know, I cannot keep from crying sometimes. My heart is full of sorrow, my eyes are full of tears. I cannot keep from crying sometimes. Well, I thought when she first left me I'd get on a little while. Soon it'll be all over and a journey with a smile. But as I get older I think of what I told her. I'll have to keep from crying sometimes. You know I cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know I cannot keep from crying sometimes. My heart is full of sorrow, my eyes are full of tears. I cannot keep from crying from crying sometimes. For my heart is full of sorrow, my eyes are full of tears. I cannot keep from crying sometimes. Well, I know when she first left me I'd get on a little while. Soon it'll be all over and a journey with a smile. But as I get older I think of what I told her. I'll have to keep from crying
yet, but I am somewhat depressed. I own several pairs of shoes. Should I choose to get dressed? When I wake up in the morning, life can seem so unfair. Although my woman hasn't left me yet, and there's a cleaning lady there. I'm knocking back the Chardonnay, popping Zoloft too. Got a lot of free time. I haven't got the blues yet, but I'm just a little down. I feel like Emmett Kelly, that mopey circus clown. Admit I'm in the dumps. Everyone else is cheerful. I got a bad case of the grumps. Hold up in my living room, I hardly get around. As for my composure, it's in the lost and found. I went to see a doctor, actually a therapist. He said, blame it on your parents, son. They make you feel like this. I kind of sort of loathe myself. Let me count the ways. I haven't got the blues yet, but I'm experiencing malaise. Probably won't be long, cause I'm feeling kind of bluish. That's why I wrote this song. My life isn't tragic, but it's still a doggone shame. I'm not the man I used to be, though we're genetically the same. I like to wallow in it when I take a dive or dip. I suppose if I was English, I'd have a stiffer upper lip. I haven't got the blues yet. I'm just a little low. But if and when I really get them, you're gonna be the first to know. I'm just a leaky super tanker. I got a lot of oil to spill. I'm feeling sorry for myself. But if I don't, who will? I got some of that ennui going on.
Oh yeah, Loudon Wainwright. I haven't got the blues yet. Right before that, Burt Jantz, Can't Keep From Crying. All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We're singing the blues on a sunny day. So, you know, Burt Jantz is a Scottish musician, and since we did jump over to the British Isles, and God knows there is a loop, a cultural feedback loop going on between American blues and British rock and roll influencing America and back and forth. And Van Morrison, coming out of Ireland, coming out of Northern Ireland, is one of the quintessential blues singers. Even though he is, he's Irish, he does not assume the voice. He doesn't put on a voice. He sings with his own natural voice, the way he sounds when he talks. And he still has an incredibly soulful sound for an Irishman. And he released an album called Roll With The Punches, his 37th album, released in September in 2017. And it's a fabulous thing. There's 15 songs. He writes 5 original blues songs, the title track, but he also covers 10 songs. So I wanted to play Van Morrison singing Lightnin' Hopkins. Lightnin' Sam Hopkins, born in 1912 and died in 1982. Lightnin' Hopkins, Automobile Blues. And then we're going to hear Van Morrison singing a Bo Diddley song. Bo Diddley, born in 1928. We lost Bo Diddley in 2008. And we're going to hear Van Morrison sing his song, I Can Tell. I Can Tell. Let's start with Automobile Blues.
Saw you riding around, baby, and your brand new automobile. Saw you riding around town, yeah, and your brand new automobile. So pretty with you, handsome driver at the wheel, in your brand new automobile. Not so pretty, baby, please let me ride sometime. Sometimes chauffeur. Oh, but you know he ain't like mine. In your brand new automobile, I want you to give me, baby. Let's go out and have some fun. Done in your brand new automobile.
Ah!
Morrison from 2017, Roll with the Punches. That's a song by Bo Diddley. I can tell. Yeah. And Van was singing Lightnin' Hopkins, Automobile Blues. So while we're overseas, let's listen to a 23-year-old John Lennon recording for BBC Radio in 1963. Let's hear John Lennon try to get his mind around blues. Now, the Rolling Stones probably incorporated blues a lot more authentically, a lot more entirely into their rock and roll sound. But there's no denying that the blues had a big influence on the Beatles and the way that they wrote music. So, like I said, let's hear 1963. This is the Beatles recording live for BBC Radio, and it's called Shot of Rhythm and Blues. Yeah. And then we're going to hear another John Lennon, Paul McCartney, John Lennon doing Your Blues 5 years later in 1968. Yeah, this is a shot of rhythm and blues.
Well, if your hands started flapping and your fingers started popping and your feet started moving around, and if you start to swing and sway when the band starts to play a real groove way out of sound, and if you get the can't help it then you can't sit down, you feel like you gotta move around.
Yeah. girl, you know the reason why. The eagle picks my eyes, the worm he licks my bone. Feels so suicidal, just like Dylan, Mr. Jones. Girl, you know the reason why. Black cloud crossed my mind, blue mist round my soul. Feel so suicidal, even hang my rock and roll. Wanna die, yeah, wanna die. If I ain't dead already, girl, you know the reason why.
Thank you.
Morrison singing Sam Cooke's song, Bring It On Home to Me. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed singing the blues on such a beautiful sunny day. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 76 degrees. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233 AH Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill, your community radio station. Stay tuned.